Hi, you're listening to Saints Unscripted.
Each episode is available to view on YouTube, so be sure to check us out.
We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Enjoy the show.
There are always some doubts coming to our minds, but with time, I learned, you know, when you read the scriptures, come to the temple, some questions you get answers, some things you better understand, and some things which you thought were so important, actually they're not that important to understand at this time.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Saints Unscripted. I'm Lauren, and we have two very special guests today. So we're not going to be hearing just one conversion story. We're going to hear two from a husband and wife. This is Victoria and Charles. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing very well. We are glad we can be here. We
work Saints Unscripted
in Poland and in England, so it's great to be here.
Wow. So you guys had a long flight here, right?
Yeah, 11 hours.
11 hours. Oh, my gosh. Are you guys tired, or how are you feeling today? Pretty good?
It's okay. We've been jet lagged for the past couple of days. We've been waking up at like 4 or 5 a.m.
Oh, okay.
But it's okay. We're getting there.
All right. Well, I'm happy that you guys decided to come into the studio to talk to us today. I'm really excited to hear both your stories. They kind of overlap, right?
They do.
All right.
Yep. True.
So who does it start with then?
It starts with him.
Yeah, it starts with me. So hi, I'm Charles. Come from Poland. And my story is connected with Victoria. My history causes the Victoria comes here today with me as my wife. So it started in 2010, 2011. I lived in Poland and I was going to high school. I lived at dorms, which is not actually usual in Poland. And one of my colleagues got a pass-along card from missionaries. And it was about, you know, teaching the gospel, quitting smoking and learning English. And at that time, you know, it was after New Year. So I wanted to change a few things in my life, and I was searching for spirituality, but I felt that, and I thought there is nothing really to offer out there. Especially I grew up in Catholic Church, and I felt the Catholic Church wasn't the true Church of God, but it gave me some foundation, but I felt that something was really missing there. I like learning about Protestant movements, but I never really could find anything which interested me. But then when I found this pass-along card, when I was visiting them, I felt strongly inspired to call the missionaries. And it was 1 a.m.
Wow, early. Yeah.
Yes, and missionaries were good missionaries, so they were asleep, but they answered. They answered, and I just told them, like, hi, I'm really interested to learn more about, I think I remember something about Joseph Smith. And yeah, it sounds really interesting. I was so surprised that missionaries from America would come to Poland, and especially they were around our age. I was like 18, because when someone said missionary, I imagined like old man with a beard. And they said like, please, it would be great to meet. You know, it's fantastic. Ian, my friend, he lives in Provo right now. He's actually Polish-American. And we set an appointment and we went to meet. We met there. It was really interesting to talk about the States, about religion. And I remember them giving me the Book of Mormon, and they asked me to read it. And I just had one question. Is it for free? When they told me it's for free, I took it gladly. And the second meeting was crucial because, you know, I was about to go for the second meeting with them. And then I remembered I didn't read anything from what they asked me. And I thought it would be so rude to meet with them and not read what they asked.
Right.
So I started reading in the very beginning, story of Joseph Smith. And I'm a very skeptical person. So the first time, if someone told me that he saw an angel, I would probably send them to like a doctor. But when I was reading the story of Joseph Smith, it sounded very familiar to me. Mm-hmm. It sounded like it was true. And it was really strange to me at that time. Mm. And this opened a completely different door to me. And then reading the Book of Mormon, hearing the plan of salvation, learning about the apostasy, all start making sense. And it was so wonderful. It was eye-opening. I was so impressed with the story of Joseph Smith. But it was difficult to join at first because, you know, I come from Poland, from a countryside, and people often think that you're either Catholic, atheist, and every other religion is kind of a cult. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have much support there switching a religion, especially, and also I had my own reservations. And I think it's important to mention because some of you maybe watch it and you wonder about this church. which really, the thing which really helped me was actually testimony of three witnesses. Because I could justify a lot of things saying, you know, maybe they didn't happen, maybe they're made up. But then reading the testimony of three witnesses, reading testimony of three men who say they saw an angel of God, they saw a golden plate, two of them left the church, one of them came back, and actually I think three of them left the church, two of them came back, Martin Harris and Oliver Cordery.
Right, but they never denied what they saw.
Yeah, they never denied, and I was, this just doesn't make sense, there has to be something in it, and of course this is not something which will convince you and build your testimony, but this is something which will make you question you not believing or giving it first shot to this whole story. And then I understood, because these are the most wonderful thing you meet in your life. The true church of Jesus Christ on the earth, and you have living apostles, or is a complete scam.
Right.
And you need to make this judgment call. So at the end of that day, I made a judgment call. Remember praying about it, whether I should get baptized. And remember using the promise from Doctrine and Covenants. And it said, you know, you don't need to just ask me a question. Just think about it, study in your mind. And just remember thinking, you know, it sounds to be true. I'm not sure, but it could be true. Lord, please confirm. And then I knew that God answered my prayer. Mm-hmm. And I just jumped and I called the missionaries and I told them I want to be baptized. And they were kind of surprised because we had a meeting before and I was skeptical and right. I wasn't sure whether to do it or not. And cutting long story short, I got baptized. Then I went on my mission to England after 1 year of being a member. Then I moved to, actually first to Provo. I studied at LDS Business College, now Einstein College. Then I finished my degree at BYU, Idaho. Then I moved back to Poland. Then I almost got a job in London, and this is important. I didn't get that job, so I went back to Poland. And then...
And that was around COVID time.
It was around COVID time. And someone sent me a friend request. And I said, hi.
And that was me.
That was Victoria.
So moving to 2020. Yeah, that was COVID time. And I was in a point of in my life where I was looking for something spiritually, of course. I was going through every religion. I remember being so interested in Islam. I went through that religion very closely. Wow. But it never made fully sense to me. I didn't mm-hmm. feel it. It maybe some doctrines could make sense to me, but like I didn't feel it. So I went through every philosophy, belief. I was very interested in religions. I think they were super fun to learn about, but it was never personal to me. Mm-hmm. I was raised Catholic as well. I come from a very small town in Poland. So it's all culture Catholic.
Of course.
I went to every mass during every Sunday, but I just couldn't connect with God. I just couldn't connect with the priest saying something. I saw so many inaccuracies as well in the Catholic Church, so it just didn't sit well with me.
Right.
But I was looking for God. I was looking for the connection that I craved. And that was around that time that I sent a friend request to Charles. And he actually messaged me at 1 a.m. So again, 1 a.m. in that story. And after like 5 minutes of saying just hi, we started talking about religion straight away. He asked me if I'm Catholic. And I was like, to be honest, I'm not sure if I'm Catholic, but I'm looking for something. I was honest. And he told me he's a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I'm like, oh, I've never heard of that. And so we started chatting about it. I thought it was just interesting from mm-hmm. a religious perspective, because I was interested in religion. So I thought, okay, that's maybe another church I can, you know,
just dig into.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But as we talked and we started to read the scriptures together, he was sending me some verses from the Book of Mormon as well. I thought the idea of the Book of Mormon, it was very interesting to me as well, that it complements the Bible.
Yes.
I remember one of the first stories that we've gone through together was the story of Adam and Eve and how they couldn't have children if they would not partake of the fruit. And the whole plan of salvation as well, and the eternal families, like all the concepts, they just touched my heart, to be honest. I felt they were true.
It spoke to you.
Exactly. Yeah. It just spoke to me like nothing else. It just made sense.
It was all that you'd been searching for when exactly. You would go to like mass every Sunday.
I actually wrote a list of questions when I was looking for something. I made a list, and it was, there were questions about like God, life, for example. One question was, did God stop talking to us? Because in the Old Testament, you see God speaking with his people so much. And I haven't seen that like in the Catholic Church in our modern days. So I was like, did God stop talking? Another question which I remember was, if God made another worlds, universes. Mm. So, and Charles answered each of my questions to my surprise, because I asked the questions before, so like other priests, to Muslims, and they couldn't answer them.
Yeah.
Or they answered them, but it didn't make sense.
Right.
So when he answered them and it made sense, it just tapped me so much. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. So he urged me. He said that I should pray to God for the first time. So I did. I remember that was one of the evening. I just kneeled down, looking through my window, and I was like, yeah, prayed for the first time to God, and I felt it. I felt the power. I felt the power of repentance as well in the following days and weeks. And that's when I decided to be baptized a couple of months later, when I was, after reading the scriptures and the Book of Mormon. So he baptized me October 2020. It was a beautiful day. Long story short.
Then we dated.
Yeah.
We got married. At first, just civil marriage, because we don't have a temple in Poland.
Yeah.
Yet.
Of course. We got married civilly in November 2021. So like over a year after I got baptized.
And then we got sealed in Freiburg, Germany.
Yeah. In June 2022. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That is a lovely story. I love how your story is intertwined too. It's like, oh, that's lovely. So you had said that your parents or your family that was Catholic, the way that they responded wasn't all too great initially, right?
Yes, they weren't happy about it.
My family too, yeah. It's just like, it's something deep-rooted, like the cultural Catholicism.
Yeah.
Catholicism, I think it's...
Because it is cultural.
Exactly.
I understand, because I was raised Catholic too, so it is a very deep thing that goes back in your family history.
Any exception from the Catholic Church, like a person becomes an outsider, becomes a threat, possibly even. So yeah, it wasn't nice, but...
Some people were open about
it. Yeah, of course. Just,
of course, there are different people, approaches.
Yeah.
But, I remember actually struggling with that, because I was afraid, in part, how my family would react. I even heard from my mother I would have to move out if I joined the church.
Yeah.
But then I just remember New Testament, what Christ said, like, if you love your parents more than me, and you cannot be afraid to take your cross on yourself.
Yeah.
And it's really worth it. All the sacrifices we make for the gospel or for the Lord's sake, they are hundredfold rewarded, or even thousandfold. And that's actually a great opportunity for us to magnify and show our faith. And always remember that the Lord will never leave us alone.
Yeah.
He will always put people on our path and support. Even when we came here, we didn't have tickets to the conference. I really wanted Victoria to go.
Yeah.
And we were at the conference going around, and I met Michael, who we served in the same mission, and he helped us to get tickets.
Oh my goodness, look at that.
And we said, like, we're driving, we don't have tickets, but as Nephi, we'll go not only beforehand where to go, but the Lord will provide.
Yeah, and the Lord always provides.
Of course, we shouldn't think about that. We don't need to plan, but you know, when you do our best, the Lord really provides.
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. I love how you mentioned that, you know, sometimes there's going to be trials. And even when you find a religion that you're 100% sure about and you know it's right faith and you feel God by your side, that doesn't stop trials from happening, right? Like, it's just you have a greater reason to go through them. There's something that helps you more. So speaking of trials, after you guys had joined the church and even during your dating period, were there any challenges that came along from joining the church or dealing with family or anything else that you might want to mention, and how you dealt with those challenges?
I have a few, of course. So there are always some doubts coming to our minds. We have always questions. And, you know, the more you learn about the church, the history, we live in a very scientific society which questions religion. So those questions always come. But with time, I learned, you know, when you read the scriptures, come to the temple, some questions you get answers, some things you better understand, and some things which you thought were so important, actually they're not that important to understand at this time. But another one which was really challenging to me was I really wanted to get married. And, well, I came to the US, so it's supposed to be easier. I went to BYU Idaho, which sometimes people call BYU IDO, and it didn't happen to me. And it was frustrating at times because I thought, you know, I'm doing everything which is supposed to be right. I'm just trying to find, and it doesn't happen to me. And because I didn't get the job in London when I went back to Europe, and I went back to Poland, I met Victoria. And when I met her and we interacted, I knew that she was the one for me. We really clicked. And this just shows me that, you know, if I would meet my younger self, I would just tell him, you know, be patient, do your best. Certain blessings will not come now. Certain blessings will come later. And certain blessings might come after resurrection. Just do your best and try to find joy in whatever you do.
Yes. So speaking of trials and doubts, I reminded myself that at the beginning, I think I struggled with like our religion being called a cult. And especially when I didn't go to the temple yet, it was also secretive to me even. So I was just wondering, I was asking Charles, how is it like, why is it like closed and everything? I had all of those questions. And I remember my own endowment, I didn't actually have the best experience on my endowment. I was afraid. And I was just like all the thoughts going into my mind, which I think were coming from Satan at that time, were just like, oh, maybe you're in a cult, maybe you're something. But I actually calmed myself. I prayed and I went to another endowment the next day, and it was actually so much better. So that was one of the things, yeah.
And now you love the temple.
And now I love the temple, and I would go every day. So it's something that, I don't know, we need to process, I think, because it's different from a Catholic church. Our temples are very special. They're not secret, they're sacred.
Yes.
So, and there are always questions, doubts, and challenges. And it's important to just give yourself a fair chance to deal with them. As I think one of the, probably President Uchtdorf said, just before you let go, just hold to what you know before you let off, just because there are things you don't know or you don't understand.
Right. And I think curiosity is important. Like, if you are curious, it's important to honor that. I mean, that's kind of what led you guys to be where you are today, right? You were curious, you were investigating religions, and it was through meeting him that you got to ask him all these questions and just learn more and find this church that you so dearly love. It's clear.
Speaking to that, if you read Doctrine and Covenants, almost every revelation is because someone had a question and there was some debate going on and curiosity, like what to do about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, the Lord has revealed so much to us, more than people think. And things like the things that we don't talk about, like you said, they're sacred, not secret.
Yeah.
But the Lord really doesn't keep secrets from us, if you think about it. Everything is that we need to know is there for us. And it's really beautiful that you guys have been able to find that.
Yeah, I would just encourage all of you, give yourself a chance, because the answers are there. This is what I thought when I was younger, that nobody has answers to those simple questions such as why we're here, what happens after we die, and what's this all for? And I remember one point sitting when I was 18, and that was kind of depressing, but as well motivating, because I thought, there are pyramids, there are people who are well known, but in the perspective of long time, nobody will remember them. Even scientists say the earth will disappear. The sun will go out. We probably hope that Christ will come before that.
Right.
But even like from purely scientific perspective, if there is no God, no life after death, this life makes no difference what we do. All will end. And then I thought, I hope there's something else. I still have answers, because otherwise I don't know what this is all for. What difference it makes. Mm-hmm. In other words, I would say the only things which matter are eternal. Those are the only things which matter. Mm-hmm. And all the sacrifices which are temporal for the eternal things, you think in this perspective, are very small price to pay.
What resonated with me the most was the concept of eternal family. Because mm-hmm. I don't come from a perfect family. My family is far from perfect. Right. I've had lots of issues growing up. So I always dreamed of that perfect family. And the concept of the eternal family was just spoke so dearly to me and was so beautiful to, get sealed and just be with this person mm-hmm. forever.
And and the best part of it is you just need to take our word for it. Just, that's the best part, I think what we teach in Missionary Message is, don't believe us just because we said so. Mm-hmm. Just take the Book of Mormon, read, ponder and pray about it.
Yeah.
Seek your own revelation. God really talks to man. Because if he's the source of truth, you need to get confirmation from him. You can go as far as possible on someone else's testimony, but at the end of the day, you need your own testimony. And that's revolutionary. And that's, I think, the most wonderful about this church.
I think adding on to the curiosity part, your story is also a testament to patience. Mm-hmm. Not getting the job you wanted led you to meet your wife. And the long time search you had for wanting mm-hmm. to feel what you eventually felt from God in this church. There's a lot to be said about that. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. It was beautiful to hear. If you guys have anything in the comments you want to share, maybe a story that's similar or any questions you have for them, I'm sure they would love to hear it. So put that down below. But thanks so much for watching and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube.
And you can message us on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. Bye.